Aviation Authority e-licensing platform fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: the DA awards 13 investment permits worth $195 in Kafue. Former PF member Clement Tembo joins UPND and South African Army arrive in crime hotspots to help tackle gangs.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Development Agency has presented 13 permits to investors with a combined investment of $195 million, which will create 7,800 jobs at the Golden Baobab Multi-Facility Economic Zone in Kafue. Speaking during the ZBA GBI Group MFES permits presentation handover ceremony in Kafue today, ZBA Director General Albert Halwampa says the MFES will see a vehicle assembling plant, solar plant, which is already being developed, agriculture processing plant and wood processing plant, among others. Mr. Halwampa says ZDA will continue to monitor and evaluate the development in the MFES to ensure compliance, adding that six have so far been developed in the last 4 years.
We've never seen the speed in which a multi-facility economic zone is built. I think this is the first time. 13 companies creating 7,800 jobs. ZDA is going to work and handhold you to make sure that these 13 companies across sectors, energy, manufacturing, infrastructure, and agro-processing, we handhold them. We are going to support you as ZDA will walk the talk. I'm very happy to see that we've already started constructing some of these shell structures. For example, wood processing is already in place.
And GBI Group Director Tresford Konda says the MFES will ensure value addition and provide a market for various agricultural products for Kafue farmers, eventually transforming Kafue into a city.
This MFES, once it is in full operation, most of the schools, particularly the trade schools, they are going to enjoy or benefit by make sure that they perfect their skills to go and do the attachment. They will be coming here. This kind of investment is a win-win situation, business models. Most of the farmers, they won't be taking things, for example, or their things to Lusaka. They will be bringing them here. Talk of soybeans, maize.
Meanwhile, ZDA Board Chairperson Professor Biemba Maliti has urged the investors to ensure their activities are environmentally friendly and not pollute the environment. Former Patriotic Front member Clement Tembo has joined the UPND, describing his move as a return of a prodigal son after leaving the party in 2008. Speaking during a welcome reception at the party's secretariat, Mr. Tembo said he has not rejoined to seek a position but to add value to the ruling party, noting that he left his former party because he felt unappreciated. Mr. Tembo, who is also an aspiring member of parliament for Kabwata constituency, has urged leaders to be truthful to citizens by acknowledging challenges and outlining areas that need improvement.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be received But for those that are new in the party, and maybe you joined when I was in PF, don't feel intimidated. We have not come to get your position. We have just come to add value. You know, when a prodigal son goes out, there are so many things that we experience. I want to go across the 10 provinces to ensure that we go back to those people that we empowered. The marketeers, the traders, we want to go to the miners' wives as well. We want to bring them on board. Let them understand, with your permission, just to challenge our team. Do not say everything is okay. No. Accept to be challenged. Say, wherever we are lacking, we shall improve.
Meanwhile, UPND Lusaka Province Chairperson Obvious Moliteta has welcomed Mr. Tembo and other defectors, urging members to embrace new entrants and intensify efforts to attract more people to the party.
I understand why you've come, because you've seen so many good things happening, right? But also, your party has been attacked. Anyway, there's a PF. Who is Makebisuru coming from to become a so-called president? So, PF, your own, the vice president of your party, the first vice president of your party, Guy Scott, came to UPND. Some of us, the ministers, who are very close, that's even 23 hours, 22 hours, we are drinking with ECL, the late man, so rest in peace. We are here. What are you waiting for?
About 37.5% of paint samples in Zambia were found to have lead levels above 90 parts per million, while 22% exceeded 10,000 parts per million, according to a 2025 study by the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency and the Lead Exposure Elimination Project. The World Health Organization recommends a lead concentration limit of 90 parts per million. Speaking during a paint reformulation workshop, LEAP program manager Laura Silovsky said lead in paint causes serious health damage, particularly in children, hence the need to switch to lead-free paint to protect lives and the environment.
Ultimately, this work is about protecting health, particularly the health and development of children, while also supporting a stronger and more competitive paint sector in Zambia. We're grateful for your participation today and look forward to a constructive and engaging discussion.
Meanwhile, ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga, in a speech read on his behalf by Acting Manager Import Quality Monitoring Kasuba Kasengele, said plans are underway to make the 90 PPM limit a compulsory standard in a bid to protect children from lead poisoning.
I'm pleased to announce that plans are already underway to convert the requirement of not having more than 90 ppm lead in paint into a compulsory standard in a bid to protect the health of children from lead poisoning. Once this requirement is declared compulsory, it means that CSA will start regulating the manufacturing, importation, exportation, distribution and use of paint that contain lead. Activities on this assignment of not having more than 90 ppm lead in paint have reached an advanced stage. We therefore appeal to all stakeholders to support this initiative, as some of the manufacturers have already led the way by manufacturing in line with these requirements.
Meanwhile, Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry Acting Chief Executive Officer Emmanuel Zulu said the workshop provides an opportunity to explore solutions for transitioning to lead-free paints that meet international standards without disrupting production. Lusaka resident magistrate Amy Masoja today moved the court proceedings to the Lusaka Correctional Facility, commonly known as Chimbokaila, where she convicted more than 11 immigrants for unlawful stay in Zambia. Magistrate Masoja sentenced Claude Ndaizie, aged 21, among others, to a fine of 10,000 kwacha each, or in default to 6 months imprisonment with hard labour. All the accused persons pleaded guilty to failing to appear before the nearest immigration office and unlawful stay in Zambia. Ms. Masoja moved to the facility in order to decongest the congested prison cells, which have largely exceeded their carrying capacity. Last year, the Zambia judicial system launched a mobile court pilot project at the Lusaka Correctional Facility, where it said the congestion was in excess of 300%. And Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Piri, says prison congestion has led to human rights violations, poor hygiene and health conditions, overstretched infrastructure and limited access to essential services such as skills development and rehabilitation. The convicts included shopkeepers and businessmen who operated their businesses in Osaka without valid licenses.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.